don't have to be physical. It can be family matters. God can do what he wants to do. You preach the gospel. You preach the word. The Holy Spirit demonstrates the power. Come on, somebody. He's the one who turns this thing on.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit turns it on. Hallelujah. And so it don't make no difference. You just believe to receive tonight.
Amen.
And it positions you. Once you get in a place of expectation, it's not that we get God to do anything. God's already done it.
Amen.
I mean, it's already been done. Jesus ain't going to be tied to the post again.
Amen.
He's not going to be beat, whipped. He done took it all.
Yeah.
He's done delivered it to us through the Holy Spirit. And the works that Jesus did. Jesus was a manifestation of God in the earth.
Amen.
He was God made flesh. And he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
That's right.
And so Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus went about doing good and what?
Healing all.
Healing all that were sick and afflicted. He didn't get some of them. He went about healing all. He never turned down anybody that come to him. Hallelujah. Now we believe, based on the Bible, that it's God's will to heal all mankind for all time.
Amen.
All the way till he comes back.
Yes.
It's God's will that he heal all men for all time.
Yep.
Hallelujah. It is God's will that man be healed.
Amen.
It's not God's will that we did that men die early.
Nope.
It's not God's will that they suffer joy, sickness, weakness, lay around their last days and just slobber all over the bed and go on. That's not the will of God.
Nope.
The will of God is for me and you to be whole.
Amen.
Our whole body.
Nope.
Spirit, soul, and body, the Bible
Amen.
Says.
Amen.
And some people think that, I mean, some people, they don't even know that God will heal. See, we take it for granted. We've been around the kingdom a long time and, you know, in the things of God a long time. And that don't really matter. You know, I said it in service the other day. I said, you know, I cook biscuits. I've been cooking breakfast for 20-something years every Sunday morning for my family, you know. And those biscuits, I like biscuits. I can cook some good biscuits.
Yeah.
Teresa said amen.
Yeah.
But you know what? This Sunday, those biscuits last Sunday's gone.
Yep.
Right.
You know, I can remember them. I can sit there on the couch and I can say, boy, them biscuits was good. But they ain't going to do, them biscuits last Sunday is not going to do me any good, Sandy. If I want some more biscuits, Johnny, I got to get up, get in there, fire that oven up. Why? Because that was yesterday's manna. And the same thing with healing or the things of God. It's not that we knew it back in 1967. That's good. But it's what are we using now?
Right. Come on.
The Bible says doers. If we be doers, we get results. Be doers and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. People that are hearers and not doers, they're deceiving themselves into thinking that things are going to happen. But it's not. Because faith with works. Faith without works is what?
Dead
faith. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Dead faith. And faith is the force of God that causes things that are already done to be released and activated in our lives,
yeah.
in our bodies.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And so the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yep.
And so that's why it's very important for us to keep rehearsing, I call myself healed on a daily basis. I'm attacked on a monthly basis.
Come on.
But an attack is not going to determine what I believe. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to say how I feel. I'm not going to go around declaring how bad it is. Although it's bad sometimes. You know? See, we got to know that it's God's will to heal. And it's not just by somebody saying that it's God's will to heal that necessarily will build faith in your heart. It's got to be the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
And so, you know, we need to renew our mind to the Word of God.
Amen.
And see, when we think that we know, and I was just messing with Teresa, I've been saved about 7, 8, 9 years, whatever, and I've been a Bible student my whole life, you know. I don't really read as much now like I need to, Johnny. I need to make it up, you know, I'm sure, you know, I could do more and all of that stuff, but I could start quoting you scripture for hours.
Amen.
And I know how to rehearse them scriptures for hours in my mind and say them out of my mouth. But I still need to go to that Bible, Sandy.
Yeah. Sure
thing. I need to read that word.
Yeah.
I need to hear the Holy Spirit rehearsing that word to me as I read it once again. You know, because the same batch of flour makes the same kind of biscuits out of my refrigerator.
Mm, yeah.
But if I don't get that flour out, stir that bread up, I can dream about them biscuits all day long, but I won't be eating none.
Right.
That same way spiritually out of that Bible. I refuse to be weak.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still weak, Brother Scotty. It don't matter how you feel.
Come on.
I refuse to give in to feeling weak. Why? Because I know what the Bible says. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, the weak spirit, the strong spirit of the man will sustain him in sickness.
Amen.
Strong spiritually.
Yep.
He said, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Who can hold it up? But the strong spirit of them, and it's not that, I mean, we've been given the power of God on the inside of us. I mean, we have been given the healing, raising from the dead power of God living on the inside of us. Romans 8 said, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus, if he can raise Jesus from the dead and Lazarus from the dead, he can surely heal our little bodies.
Amen.
Surely he can do it.
Amen.
And he did. He already did. Yeah, I told me one time, he said, well, I'm just waiting on God. I said, you won't never get it. No, I'm waiting on God. I said, you won't never get it. How long are you going to wait on God? He said, what? I said, how long are you going to wait on God? I said, see, your mind tells you you're waiting on God. But the Bible says whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and what? You'll have it. Well, when's it going to come? Don't matter about that. Stay away from that. What if it don't happen? What if it does?
That's right.
So you got to come back with these thoughts. You got to say, no, it'll happen. No, it'll happen. It's just a matter of time. The Word wears things out. Heaven knows you can wear things out with the Word.
Yeah.
The Bible said, Paul said, the Word is working mightily in me. Mightily in me. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, you're a feeling Christian. We don't feel. The Holy Spirit will teach you and train you not to feel. The Bible says that we live by faith. Bible says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
We don't focus on the things that are seen. We focus on the things that are not seen. The Bible says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. You focus on what you can't see.
Amen.
Shannon made a good goodie. That's why I don't listen to secular music. I mean, I like some of it. I like the beat.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that. It's that I came out of the world.
Amen.
The world had me. It had me captivated in its pain and all the songs and things when I'd go through, I would listen to them, and it would cause me to reminisce on the pain that I had about bad things that were happening in my life.
Yes, Lord. Sure did.
And so I came out, and every time I would start to hear it, I mean, went and unplugged the radios at work. Done listening. They come in there and they'd be like, what happened to that? Was blasting in the house one day, and I took all I could do. I think Dave might have been like, I don't know. I go in the house. They was out front sawing.
Bless the Lord.
I shut the door and I told them, I said, I'm tired of that.
Yep. Amen.
Well, it's not that I was necessarily, I mean, the spirit behind the world.
Right.
Yeah. The spirit that is behind that stuff, you know, tries to maneuver us away from this healing power, away from this anointing power, and away from this anointed Jesus. The news, your knees, your back, your legs. People even tell me when I get older it's going to be bad. I don't listen to them. I mean, I hear what they're saying, but I'm not going to receive that and start expecting that for my life. I'm not going, because we have what we believe. We become what we believe. If we believe we've been redeemed, let's do it. Let's walk it.
Amen.
If we believe we've been changed, well then, bless God, let's walk it.
Amen.
We're going to think it. You got to think it. You got to believe it. You got to breathe it. You got to meditate on it. You got to turn it off, Shannon.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
See, this thing's not really hard.
No.
Satan might tries to make it really complicated, but Jesus is so simple.
Yeah.
He's so simple. His word is so simple. By Jesus Christ on me, break up!
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. That's mine.
Amen.
That's mine. That's mine. That's mine.
Yeah.
Ain't that simple?
Yes.
Just say, I'm healed.
Yeah.
Healed.
Well, you don't sound like it. I don't care what I sound like. Ain't got nothing to do with it. That Bible says I'm healed with it, but God, my body's got to line up sooner or later.
Amen.
If I don't turn loose, my body has to line up sooner or later.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I call myself blessed. It has to show up sooner or later.
Yes.
I don't go by what it looks like in the natural. I've trained myself not to. I have to get a hold of myself at different times, bless God, and say, no, the blessing. The blessing's making me heal. The blessing is working. Jesus is the blessing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
You know, everybody would do it if they felt good.
Yeah.
That was the only one I just said.
Amen.
Bless you, man.
Everybody don't do it because they don't feel like it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't do it when I feel like it.
I do it when I don't feel like it.
I do it most of the time when I don't feel like it, Johnny.
Yeah.
When I don't feel like it, that's a sure green. That's a green light.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying it's the red light. You don't feel like it and it turns green. You better go. People are going to get mad behind you. They'll honk their horn and all that. They might not feel like going, but they better go. Well, that's the way we are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We believe strongly here, based on the Bible, that it's God's will for you to be whole.
Amen.
From the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we believe strongly here that divine healing does work.
Yes.
We believe strongly here that it will work for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I thought I can't preach tonight.
Yeah.
Come on.
Went in 2 o'clock, laid down. Woke up at 4 o'clock. Told Christian. I said, I just don't know if I preach. Every time I take a breath, I want to cough. She said, what'd you say?
I said, well, calling off, well, you mean calling off? You tell them to suck it up, buttercup, so that's what you better do.
See what I got?
Thank you.
Bless
you. I got Holy Ghost sitting in there, studying your Bible, saying, get up, get her up, get ready.
Amen. Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we want to pray.
Bless you, Lord.
And so I told Jesus, I said, I know better than letting those thoughts go, Lord, anyways. That's dumb.
Come on.
And I thought, you know what? There was one night I went on the streets when I was young in the Lord. Been saved about 6 months. Started getting hold of this walk by faith and not by sight stuff. Had pneumonia feelings. Wanted to go on the streets and preach. Told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to go on the streets tonight, Lord. When I pulled my shirt on, my body ached. Pneumonia feeling. And I thought, bless God, I walk by faith. And I ain't looking for a reason not to go. Praise God, went and got my clothes on and everything in my body saying don't go. But at 7 o'clock, that's when I started serving, straight up 7 o'clock. I grabbed that microphone, and at 7 o'clock, straight up, I was totally healed from the crown of my
Hallelujah.
Head and the soles
yeah,
of my feet.
Yeah.
See, now what I'm telling you tonight, we're healed as we go.
Yes.
We can sit at home, not get under the anointed word. Y'all listen to me by Facebook. You think we're just getting on to you to make you feel bad. It ain't got nothing about none of that. Find you a good Bible-based church. Get in there, worship God. Go after God. Get under that anointed word. Get pumped up in the word.
Come on.
And I mean, go forward and get that fighting spirit back.
Amen.
Bless Some of you out there in Facebook land and we're all over the world. You need to get that fighting spirit stirred back up in you.
Yes, Jesus.
The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, give me that scripture. You got it, Zach. Fight the good fight.
Amen.
I could have laid on the couch. I could have done it, Johnny.
Right.
Send everybody a message. I usually tell D, because I forget I got your number. D, tell Johnny. No. Tell Facebook, we're not having it. I refuse to back down from something that tries to tell me I can't go forward.
Right.
And you know what, praise God? I ain't caught not one time.
Healed.
I'm healed.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
You know what I believe? I believe if Satan would have worked that on me through those thoughts and stuff, that would have been the beginning of a downward hill slope. That if I hadn't caught it quick, I would have to climb back up again.
Right.
Amen. Shannon knows. Ain't that about healing?
Yes, Lord.
And nobody know different. You better not have to climb out. Right?
Yes, Lord.
Better stay out.
Yep.
It says fight the good fight and lay hold. Well, what do you do? Arthritis trying to set in, don't you? You know, CDC and all that, well, it runs in the family. No, you've got to renew your mind.
Yeah.
You're in a new family, new lineage, the blood of Jesus, born again, not the same person. All of those things in your past are broken by the power of the Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's how a couple people say, well, Scotty, he's just one of them Westerns. No, I'm born again.
Amen.
I'm still a Western by birth, but I'm a born again believer, Amen. Child of God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
And I don't tag myself in my past. Come on, somebody. You got to get free from your past.
Amen.
People does this all wrong. We have emotional hurts. People done us wrong, deeply, and all that. There's no reason not to be healed from it.
That's right.
There's no reason.
Right.
He took our pains, bore our sorrows. Chastisement of our peace was on him.
Amen.
And with his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
See, we got to consider ourselves healed.
Yeah.
Calling those things that be not as though they are. Call yourself healed. Call yourself strong. Call yourself victorious. Sing it.
Amen.
Thank it. Meditate on it.
Yeah.
Speak it out. Somebody calls you, I'm victory. All my name is victory now.
Yes, Lord.
Or are you still hurting from the past? No, I got the victory.
Amen.
I put Satan under my feet. How many know that unforgiveness can stop healing from manifesting? I just can't forgive. You must.
Yes.
Give me that Mark 11. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. One translation says, have the faith of God. And then the Bible says, every man's been given the measure of faith. I'm just breaking this down to let you know. You might feel faithless, but the Bible says you have the God kind of faith. Faith is not something you muster up. Faith is a force that you couldn't even be saved without it.
Amen.
You were saved by
faith.
Through what?
Faith.
You heard about Jesus. See, if you ain't born again, I mean, you ain't been given that measure of faith. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. If you can't remember really when you got born again, you're probably not born again. Guy got upset at me. I've been in church for 30 years. I said, that don't matter. I said, the devil goes to church, man. He tries to hinder every service, and he's using you. I said, do you really believe that you're born again? Do you know that you know that you know? I mean, the Bible says that our spirit bears witness that we are the sons of God. The spirit itself, himself, he's not it, he's him. The spirit himself bears witness that we're healed.
Amen.
Bears witness in here with the word that we're free.
Amen.
That we don't have to bow to the powers of darkness. We don't have to bow to the lies of the enemy. The spirit on the inside of us bears witness with the word of God, confirms it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sir, verily I say unto you, whoever shall say that, you ought to say to your back. I done said it 1,800 times, it ain't working. Nah, you're messing it up.
Mm-hmm.
You're messing it up. Lord, Life Ministry, keep Word of God song. It's working, working night and day, working in my body, drive sickness away.
Amen.
That's a good one to sing when you think it ain't working.
Yeah,
it's working, power of God is working. It's working, it's working. Power of God is working. It's working, it's working. Working night and day, working in my body, drive sickness away.
Amen.
I should have been singing. I don't know music. That sounds pretty good. Acapella, man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, sickness and disease is not a joke.
No.
It'll take your money. It'll steal your joy.
Yes.
It'll take your happiness. It'll keep you from having a garden.
Yeah.
It'll keep you locked in your living room with tin fall over it. You just want it dark.
Yeah. Come on.
Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. That's not good. You're sick.
Yeah.
Now I walk down here where Johnny Neal prayed for me. I walk down here where I got a bunch of believers going on. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I want to get in the multitude of counselors where they're safe.
Yeah.
I want to get where I'm not fighting the enemy on my own. One to put 1,000, two to put 10,000. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when we're unified and we're after the Lord, we're under a corporate anointing even outside the church.
Hallelujah.
That anointing's with us that God's got on us, unified as the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about here. I preach to churches all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
This is going over into China, going over into Israel, going over into Thailand. All of them, we're all over the world. They go in and log in, listen to this. I'm not just talking about here.
Bless them, Lord.
The Bible says if we're planted in the house of God, we will flourish, we'll be healed, we'll be blessed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Unforgiveness will hinder. He said, whoever shall say to the feet I remove, back be healed, leg be healed. I mean, Teresa, she's standing on the word of God, and I'm thinking, I mean, she tried to use crutches. I mean, no, that's not a good thing for grief. She's got crutches that somebody brought her. And I'm behind her. I don't know, I'm kind of.
You're just watching.
I'm watching her. And she's just stiff as a board. I'm like, she's got to lay, I'm thinking she needs to limber up on these crutches, you know, you got to be limber on crutches. Well, she tries to, like a pogo stick, jump up on the, you know, with her little crutches on one foot. And Johnny, when she did, she makes it to the top with her foot and she just falls into the kitchen. Boom. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, you're just watching.
It was
that boat, too. I go on her, I say, man, this is a disaster. This is a disaster. How many knows when things are going on in your house, you got to be careful what you're thinking.
Yep.
And start saying.
Yep.
And so I think, man, I got to help her out here. You know, I got to do something, man. I'm getting chewed out. If I do and chewed out, if I don't, you know, so I got to do something. I mean, the enemy would like to have me mad at her, so I'm not standing with her, Johnny.
Right.
He would like to get me upset with her so that I'm not believing with her. He likes to get us upset with one another church where we're not unified believing together. You understand?
Right.
I mean, he don't like for us to be unified believing that all of our all, each other's healed.
Right. Come on.
There's power in it. Power in it. That's why he tries to divide us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we didn't say to that mountain. Well, that mountain's big. Climb it, baby. Trials come my way back yonder. Still do it today. Somebody would say something. I'll say, listen, a molehill ain't nothing to a mountain climber.
Amen. That's right. Come on.
They'd say, whoo, that would destroy me. And I said, I don't look like it. I said, I don't look like at it like it can destroy me. I refuse to look at something bigger than God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's bigger than my marriage in trouble. He's bigger than my back hurting. He's bigger than my lung. He's bigger than heart attack. He's bigger than open heart surgery.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. My hands, I told y'all, my hands, they were semi-numb. That's real aggravating. Really aggravating. Both of them were semi-numb. Year goes by, Google it. 5 years, don't Google things. Find it in the Bible.
Amen.
I'm thinking 5 years later, man, they're still not recovered from this. So I shut Google down. And I told Google, you're not my future. You're not the one going to tell me what's going to happen to my body, Google, or church. Some church folk, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes God does, sometimes. Now, you can't listen to some people in church.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't mean that. Don't start judging them and getting upset at them. And, you know, they just need help, too.
Yeah, come on.
But the Bible says for me and you to guard our heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Guard our heart. Hallelujah. Make sure that word stays in there. So, 2 years there to go by. Every now and then I'll tell them, y'all lining up. Could I get on my nerve, Johnny? Lay my hand down. Look. You ever sit on your foot, got up to sleep, peeing needles?
Yep.
That's kind of what it felt like. I could say, nobody knew the troubles I have after surgery. Nobody knew, but I didn't. I spoke to it. I said, you're going to come back. Feeling's going to come back in the name of Jesus. And I refuse to sit around and tell three, I don't know when it's going to come back, honey. She'd ask me about every 4 or 5 months. Is it back? Nah, she long forgot about it too and quit asking me. Well, this one's back.
Amen.
I mean, it's back, baby.
Come on, bless you.
Well, I refuse to give in to the way it felt. I refuse, because by Jesus Christ, it was healed over 2,000 years ago. It's working, it's working.
Amen.
Working night and day, working in my body to drive that thing away.
Amen.
See, you got to get laid down. It's working, it's working, it's working night and day, working in my body. You got to do it. That's part of fighting the good fight of faith. And then if you can't just find it to do it, get your phone, look up More Life Ministries, Healing Series, number 3, keep up with which one, and listen to 1, 2, 3. I'm down on 38 now, but it's working, it's working. I'm on sermon 38, after church.
Praise God. Bless him, Lord.
Instead of, listen, say no, have everybody to call you, boy, we're just going through hell over here. Somebody else, boy, we're going through hell over here. Soon as you said that was, yeah, vacuum or two. We're going through it now. It's getting pretty rough over here. Clouds have formed up. What happened? You got your eyes off the hill. And Satan's making sure that you get some good information. We got to work smarter than the devil. Mom one time went in, she said, they don't love me. I said, Mom, they don't love you. All my kids, they don't ever come see me. Feels hard for something. They don't ever come see me. I raised them. I said, you beat some of us too. I said, Mom. I said, they've been telling me they don't want to come over here. What I'm doing? I said, because all you do is cry. They've been here to see you and so, and they hear a full hour and 30 minutes. You're griping at them why they ain't been over here and all that. I said, they get tired of hearing that, Mom. They come to see you, Mom. I said, now you're driving them away, Mom. Well, that, I said, it's getting on my nerves. You're telling me about it. She changed, Dave. She decided, hey, I told her, I said, you know what? Why don't you just be thankful when they do come? Whoever does come, just be thankful. Just tell them glad. Tell them to go to the refrigerator and eat like you do me, Mom. Just tell them to go help yourself.
Bless you,
Lord. Amen.
She changed, honey. And they started changing. They started wanting to go over there. They enjoyed Mom then. And a lot of them did, you know. It wasn't Mom. It was the atmosphere.
Right.
You know, and so, see, we set an atmosphere for God in our life and the Holy Spirit in our life and healing and finances and emotional by the way we conduct ourselves. Satan watches you. Whether you believe it or not, he's always watching. Oh, man, you're one of them, Satan, in the coffee table, refrigerator. He's on the wind. He's looking through the light bulb. I mean, you're so Satan-minded, God can't even do nothing. Mm. He's like, hey, man, can you think about me every now and then?
Yeah.
Or if you've got your mind on your body, healing and all that, just magnify it, magnify it. He's like, can you look at me a little every now and then? Can you acknowledge me every now and then up here? Can you?
Yeah, come on.
And that don't mean we're bad. It's just mean we got our focus somewhere it shouldn't be.
That's right.
Well, we should be speaking to that mountain. Be thou removed. This is in red. We just take out of the burn red. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. My house. You have it.
Amen.
Took 10 years for mine to manifest. You know why? I had to wait on people. A person had to die to get for them to sell my house. They wouldn't sell it for me. I didn't know that. I didn't know the details. But I kept on and on, believing it's coming. I tell preachers coming. I mean, I rode every back road. I'm looking and feeling as I'm looking. Does that feel God in this? This? I go down another road. Do I feel God down this road?
Come on.
Teresa got tired of riding. I ain't going. I wore out. After about 6 years, I wore out. But I'm telling you on the inside, I knew my house was coming. I knew one day I would live in a brick house with some land, with an orchard. I got an orchard.
Amen.
In a nice garden spot. I dreamed all of that. I laid and dreamed that one day God would bring my heart's desire to pass. Hallelujah. 10 years went by. And what if it had been 15? I would have still got it. See, it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of believing that you have whatever you desire. You asked me one time about the fifth year, where's your house? I said, I don't know yet. He said, I thought you had it. I said, I do. Well, where is it? Well, I was not sure of the address yet.
Right.
He's like, he went around telling Scotty's a little fruit loop. Says he's got a house, but he don't know where it's at. That does sound crazy, don't it? I mean, really. But in line of scripture, it don't.
Bless him, Lord.
I mean, he literally went around telling people, saying, man, there's a rumor going around about you. I said, what is it now? They think you're a fruit loop. I said, well, that's Satan by him. He knows I'm not.
That's come on. Right. Amen.
I said, he's smarter than some Christian. He knows us believers ain't fruit loops. We stand like God in a, we standing in our mirror in the morning saying, you look good. And we know we're ugly. Like how we in there, yep, you're a good looking hot boy. Boy, I'm telling you, your wife's lucky. Hallelujah, lucky like that. Now we know we don't look all that good day. I mean, you know, I don't. But I'm convinced she's a lucky woman. I love God, number one.
Amen.
But God, I know how to love God. I know how to forgive after a couple of days now. You know, I used to take me a month. Now I'm down to a couple of days. I'm doing good. Hallelujah. But there's one thing, if we don't turn loose of God's promises, healing will manifest in your physical body. Hallelujah. Yes. Give me that next. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray. No, I need the one on the next and on down about forgiving. 20, whatever it is, 6, maybe. Give me verse 26. 25 is that. But if you do not forgive, 26. No, 30, I'm sorry. If you have all to get any, that your Father also which in heaven forgive you your trespasses. You got to forgive. Because trespasses stops the things of God. You know, it don't actually say it like I just said it, but he says, forgive. If you have anything against anybody, forgive. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. See, forgiving people is key to faith.
Yeah.
One of the keys to keeping and maintaining, building faith. I mean, you can't be bitter and be in faith. Well, I'm not really bitter. Yes, you are. You talk about it everywhere you go. My brother hurt me. My neighbor hurt me. I understand. All of that's real. But all of that can stop the power of God. Right. All of that can stop your faith from receiving what God's already done for you. You got to forgive. I don't care. Do it by faith. You just do it by faith. God told me one time, he says, there are just some things you can't forgive. I said, I don't believe that. I said, because I said, I had some unforgiveness in my heart towards a lot of people when I got saved. I would hurt. People hurt me. I said, I put up walls. And then I wanted to kill them. And then I run them. I did, Johnny. I run them in grocery stores with bumper jacks. Yep. And they would tell me, if you don't get out of here, you're going to jail. I was going to kill them. And I was able to, by faith, forgive them. And then I lost the desire to destroy them. I lost the desire for them to hurt. I lost the desire to hurt them because they were doing it out of ignorance or Satan or whatever. But my point is, I got free.
Amen.
The Bible says, in the Son that's free is free.
Amen.
I got free. So, if you have anything against anybody, go home tonight, lay down on your bed, and say, God, I'm forgiving them. I'm going to forgive them, Lord. And I'll do it by faith, Lord. I don't have to have a feeling right now, Lord. I'm making a choice. Forgiving is a choice. The feelings will come. The freedom will come after. See, the Bible says after that we've done the will of God, we might receive the promise. After we've done the will of God. Somebody say after.
After.
See, a lot of people don't receive promises because they wait till they see the promise, then they're going to do it. It don't happen that way. This kingdom is not set up that way. A renewed mind to God's word causes a constant confidence in the Lord.
Amen.
See, we want a constant. Somebody say constant.
Constant.
See, you want it while you're washing dishes. You want it when you've done watched SpongeBob for 1,800 hours with your grandkids.
Yeah.
You're sick of SpongeBob. You want it when everything looks bad. Constant confidence in the Lord is a powerful thing in your heart. Hallelujah. Because, I mean, you just feel good. You're like, glory to God. God loves me. God's with me. If he be for me, who can be against me? And the things you used to quote and know has become a living thing on the inside of you to where it's real.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
A renewed mind will cause a constant confidence of healing and faith. See, Romans 10:17 says faith comes. See, we get familiar with the word of God. Yeah, I know. I started to quote a scripture one time. Somebody said, I already know what that said. I said, yeah, but you ain't got it.
Right.
I already know what that is. Yeah, but you ain't got it. I said, because you know what? When I get it, if somebody quotes it, I can almost jump and run out of the building.
Yeah.
I said, it's not like, I already know that. I'm like, come on, feed me more. Tell me some more. Go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Got anything else? We praying for Aiden and tongues. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
With the evidence. Now, we can be filled with the Spirit of God. I'm not saying, you know, I mean, we need to be full of the Spirit all the time. Built up spiritually. But tongues is a gift. We praying for Aiden and tongues. He's attacked with that sickness and stuff. Or Teresa is. I'm laid hands on him. Aubrey's there, and we praying for him. Teresa, she's praying for him. So the time goes on, she, next day, I think it was, she told Teresa, she said, hey, Grandma. Yeah, baby. I prayed for Aiden like you do.
Amen.
What? Prayed for Aiden like you do. You know, like you and Papa prayed for Aiden. Well, going down the road, and me and Teresa over there, we're kind of praying in tongues. And all of a sudden, Aiden, he starts praying in tongues back there. He's copying. He's trying to, and then Teresa told Aubrey, come on, baby, give me your wish. She starts laughing. You can feel the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No, Grammy, you like, baby, because she's laughing. Holy Ghost shows up, you know what I mean? I mean, the Bible says laughter do good like a medicine.
Yes.
I didn't feel like laughing. Yeah, but laughter does good like a medicine.
Yes, Lord.
You need to laugh.
Yep.
That's why I'm not a funny guy. I'm a real, real serious guy. The most time y'all are laughing, I'm like, what are they laughing at? I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm funny. Why? I think God needs you to laugh.
Amen.
Because I'm usually very serious. I'm like, what are they laughing at, man? What's wrong with y'all? Told Teresa one time, she said, it's your expression. I thought, well, I can't see my expression. I might be laughing if I saw it. I might laugh about it too. Praise God. But Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yes, Lord.
And it goes on to tell us why, Johnny. He said that we may prove. That word prove means to have it manifest, to walk out. What is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God?
Hallelujah.
His will. Bradley brought it up. He said God's will is not very important a lot of times to a lot of folk anymore. And you know what? It's really not. Talking to a guy the other day, and he said, well, it really don't matter where you go to church. I said, where did you get that scripture out of the Bible at?
Yeah.
I said, where did you get that scripture? Well, I didn't. I mean, people that I hang around, church people. I said, well, they're wrong. Well, I ain't come to your church. I said, I'm not trying to get you to. I don't want you there. I did. I just told them, I don't really don't want you there. I said, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
That's right. Come on.
To help you. I said, you need to find where God wants you to be in church.
That's right.
You need to find where God's telling you to be in church. Yeah. Well, why? The will of God's still important to me for people's lives.
Amen.
I still believe it's the will of God to be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Where you go to church, where you work, married, people you're meeting, people you're joining with,
yeah.
What you do in ministry, not what you think you want in ministry.
Yeah.
Finding the will of God out. God, what's your will? Manifest it in me. God, what's your will? You know what? You know, there's some things like healing. You ain't got to go find out if it's God's will to heal. The Bible says it's His will.
Amen.
And a lady went down and said, it's hard for me to believe you'll heal me, but I can believe for other people. I said, go deeper. I said, I understand. I said, I done been through there. How many of us, I done been through that path. I went through that path. I'm laying hands on them paper men and combing stuff and getting them out of bed, man. I mean, I'm healing the sick. I mean, I'm getting people saved. Pray God. I'm casting out devils. I mean, I go to pray for this one girl in the service. I preached and she comes up. Her mom braids her up. And all of a sudden, I'm going to lay hands on her. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, don't lay hands on her quickly. Well, I back up and I start looking then. I start saying, okay. What do you want, Lord? What are you saying, God? I don't know what this girl needs.
Right.
I need to pray what God's will is. I need to know what God's saying.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, God said, it's a spirit of fear. And I went, whoa, glory to God. God ain't give us that. Now I know God's will. Because the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, timidity, cowardness.
Yeah.
But a power, love, and a sound mind. Love our Zama. So I laid hands on that girl, but God now commanded that spirit to go. Now I know the will of God. I've heard the word of God.
Amen.
And I loosed her. I loosed her in the name of Jesus. And you know what? Till this day, to my knowledge, she was in my family, is in my family. To my knowledge, she never had that problem anymore.
Amen.
And she was actually terrified of things. Well, you know what? It was making her sick.
Mm-hmm.
Fear has torment.
Yeah.
Worry. Dread. That makes your body sick. It fights against healing in your natural body.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why He said He'd give us the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, all of that, those are healing to our physical body. Well, don't say that. Yes, it does. Paul said the word works mightily in me. He didn't say healing scriptures.
Right.
You hear me? He didn't say you can be reading about finances and bring healing to your body. God's word, it don't say a certain specific thing. Faith comes by hearing. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word in the beginning. You can just say in the beginning and all of a sudden, oh, got healed.
Amen.
I read in the beginning. How many of us, He said, He's the Lord that healeth thee.
Yeah.
He told him, even our believers in Exodus 15, He told him, He said, hearken to my word, hearken to my commandments, give ear to my saying. He said, and I'll not let any of these plagues come on you.
Amen.
He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Psalms 103 said He sent His word and healed them. Give me that one, and I'll close with this. Mark 4, I believe. No, yeah. Yeah, give me that Mark 4, I believe it is. He's got a bunch of scriptures. Yeah, let me back to it.
That's Mark 5.
Yeah, that's it. Good boy. Good young man. He's a big boy. They said he can pick up logs and stuff. Big. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Think about that. 12 long years. Hemorrhaging on the inside, bleeding on the inside. 12 long years. I don't know, life is in the blood. You lose your blood, you die. And had suffered many things, been to a bunch of doctors. Oh no, it don't say. Maybe had a bunch of surgery. I don't know. Suffered many things, just wanting to be healed. All this woman wants is healing. Spent to a lot of physicians, took her money, spent all she had. Didn't say the woman was broke. I mean, those sickness and disease are still killed, destroyed. Been to a bunch of physicians. Jesus wrote this. Spent all she had and got nothing better but grew worse. Had it for 12 years. A long time, Johnny. Grew worse. Went to the doctors. Got worse and worse and worse. As a lot of times in my life, it seems that things get worse. The more that I try to, I'm standing in the line. I'm standing at Walmart fixing it. This has been several years ago. And all of a sudden, I looked around, and there was a huge line at the pharmacy. And the Lord spoke to me, standing in Walmart and around. He said, all they want is healed. They're there to get their medicine, Johnny. I don't know what all their ailments are, but they just want to be healed. They're trying to get better. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, did you know that I'm the Lord that healed them?
Amen.
But he told me, he said, see, he said, a lot of my people don't know that they're turning to that instead of me. That is their only hope. That's their only way to be healed. Because I'm not against medicine. You know what I'm saying? I'm not against doctors. Absolutely not. But I'm going to go to Jesus personally first. Amen. I'm going to get the word first. I'm going to get on the word first. I'm going to declare the word first. And if I do take medicine, I'm going to take the word with my medicine. I'm going to say, God, this natural health ministry, how many of those doctors are a natural health ministry? Medicine or natural health ministry. It's nothing I'm not against. But the side, have you noticed side effects? I was going to use Chantix to quit smoking. And I read the side effect. And I heard people, oh, you want to kill yourself. I'm like, good God. I'd rather smoke than kill myself. That was one of the big side effects. And I'm like, Jesus can cause liver damage. And I read it all. And I'm like, God, the side effects are worse than the smoking. All I'm saying is the side effects, the medicine. Heard today, you know, the COVID-19 shot. See, it ain't been a lot of tests. Now they're saying that whatever the genetic thing they put in the body that to cause it to grow things in the body genetically is going to affect the heart and the liver in the long run. It's going to cause deficiency in the immune system. If all of that is so, that's not good. Everybody's going to be going around getting sick over nothing. What happened? I don't know. I think something went through there, went up my nose, and I just come down and flew. That's just something, a statistic. I'm not saying that. But you know what? These things. But she went to Jesus. Go on, give me the rest of it. I got to get off the mess. When she had heard of Jesus, somebody say heard. Now you done heard all night long, he's healer. Yeah. You done heard he's the God that heals you. You done heard, forgive. You done heard. You done heard there's a possibility past where you're at for you to be whole. Hallelujah. That's what she heard. This is her last chance. She said when she had heard of Jesus, I don't know what she heard. She probably heard people's touching these garments. It don't say, but what caused her to say about this touching? She heard something.
Come on.
Faith comes by hearing. She heard something about a garment.
That's right.
See, some of us sitting here, we're here tonight, we came by faith. We came not based on how we feel. There's things happening in our bodies right now. And these people sitting out there right now listening to me on TV, you got to get up. You got to get out. Get your Bible. Read Mark 5. Well, in Mark 5, you can't see it, 25 through 29, where this, well, I've been preaching about this woman, but she had to come out.
Yes, Lord.
She had to come out. She said, if I may but touch the hem, his clothes. One of them says the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Go ahead. Give it. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body. It manifests.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
She felt it. Poof.
Amen.
It's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Teresa sitting on the couch, standing for about 4 or 5 weeks. For her, she was having trouble with her feet before then. Standing on the word, getting the scriptures, turning preaching on, 24/7 preaching, no secular, no good movies. I'm having withdrawals myself, Johnny. I'm like, oh man, can't we watch Cops Reload or something, man? Anything but preaching. You know you got a problem when you're feeling that, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on, can't we watch something else other than preaching? You're already dulling, your knife's dull.
Bless you, Lord.
You got to get all that sharpening. You got to get the wet rock out. No, man. Now I'm like, turn it on preaching. Turn that off. A little time goes by, preaching builds you up.
Amen.
It ain't dealing with your flesh, man. It's dealing with the you on the inside. Right. That's why it starts getting you stronger. And before you know it, you're like, turn it off. Give me some Joseph Prince.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't really like him. He's Chinese, but I like him. Come on, give me Joel Osteen. He talks a little feminine there, but hey, man, the dude's got an anointing on him. He touches people everywhere.
That's right. Come on.
They used to think, man, can't the dude talk rough? Can't he preach rough? I mean, God, he preaches like a woman would. But boy, he touches thousands and thousands.
Your voice.
See, when you get built up, you locked in, you didn't lock, Johnny.
Yep.
I don't really like the way he preaches. There's just something about it. Turn him on.
That's right.
That's the way some are with me. I'm Scotty, I don't like him, but God, I like listening to him. I can only learn every service. Come to church. I'm turning him off. They stop it right there. Then they turn it on the next one. Well, I'm going to watch him again. Maybe he won't say that about church. Why? Jesus is getting on their nerves.
Come on.
They're sitting at home when they could be in here having fun with us.
Amen.
Getting on the anointing. Here she is, made whole. Hallelujah. You know what she did? She said, I don't care how my body says. I don't care. And at that time, listen, this woman could have been stoned to death. She was quarantined. She was not allowed to come out. She was like a plague in those days when she was confined to her house. If she come out of there, it was dangerous for her to come out. They could have stoned her to death and nobody would have said nothing. She could have been stoned to death. But you know what? She went past what her feelings and emotions was. She says, what's the use? If I sit here, I'm going to die. I might as well get up. That's what the leprous man did. They're sitting there and they're starving to death in the Bible. The army, their enemies over here. One of them said, hey, man, we're dying anyhow, probably. Let's go in. If they let us live, at least we need. Well, when they got up and started in, that God caused them to hear an army with 2 men. And I mean, they left all the horses, they run off and just left everything. They left all the food, all the money, they left it all. And these dudes went in like, whoo, they went from rags to riches.
Yep.
True story in the Bible. Yep. They went, I mean, here they are right now, they're probably on stallions, man. Yahoo! Chain of horses with food to do for years. Over deciding to get up.
Yep.
Deciding to get up and do something. That's what faith does. Faith says, I'm going to the house of God's devil. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to listen to preaching. I'm going to hear. I'm going to start hearing what the voice of God says to me. I'm going to tune myself in to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to go further than I've ever been with God. I'm tired of being where I'm at. I'm not staying mediocre. I'm not staying sick anymore.
That's right. Come on.
And I just believe you're under healing anointing tonight.
Amen.
Stand to our feet. Let's lift our hands up. Father, we praise you.